Great. So we come to a time of worshiping God. God in the Old Testament has many names, but there was one name which was specific for him, and we're going to lift up that name, which is Yahweh. You know, the name of Yahweh. This is one God that the Israelites had as God, and he could do miraculous things. He could do the impossible in Israel. The reason that they left Egypt, the reason so many miracles took place all through the Old Testament was because of Yahweh. And in the New Testament, he's revealed as Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, that we say we are Christians because Jesus Christ is our Lord. So let's lift up that name of Jesus today, yeah? What he That need breakthrough today. You do. This week, I had a very difficult week, to be honest, a very difficult season. This last season, I've been waiting for a breakthrough in something, and I haven't seen it yet. But God said something to me that really changed the way I'm looking at this season altogether, and I want to share that with you. He said, breakthrough is not the reward for self-pity or depression. I don't give breakthrough as a result of how bad you're feeling or how horrible your circumstances are. That does not move my hand. Breakthrough is the result of faith-filled, hope-filled prayer. Self-pity and depression block the hope in our lives. But God is saying that when you have faith-filled and hope-filled prayers, all throughout the Bible we see that people raised up praise before the breakthrough. People raised up shouts of joy before the breakthrough. And today, if you're going to believe for a breakthrough in our lives, We need to come out of that self-pity. We need to come out of depression and say, God, I will rejoice for the things that you're yet to do. Yeah? Can we do that today? Can we just take 5 minutes, pair up with somebody, and picture what your life will look like after the breakthrough? Really picture it. Use your imagination. Think about the things that you want to see, the things that you see happening once your breakthrough is here. You know, you've been struggling with something for years. Maybe a horrible work situation. Maybe marriage. Maybe a relationship that's gone sore. Pray into that with eyes of faith. Pray into that with words of faith, saying, thank you, Jesus. Declare God's presence in that situation. Okay? If you can just pair up with somebody, just somebody close to you, and share this thing that you're waiting on. Share this breakthrough that you're waiting for. His faithfulness. Let's continue to worship him, yeah?
Heaven's fun creations, his pride and adoration, treasures woven by his love. His careful hands, they hold us safe within his promise of calling and of destiny. In heaven's fun creation, his pride and adoration, treasures woven. Careful hands, they hold us safe within his promise of calling out of destiny. I will sing all you've done. I'll remember how far you carried me from beginning. There was glorified in all things for us. Open his mouth, but was not.